are listening to the thematic episodes of The Wire. Today we'll be discussing the theme of cleaning up. I'm Mason.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Braden.
And I'm Cheyenne.
Alright, so cleaning up, besides being the literal title of one of the episodes, is a pretty important theme that is present throughout the entirety of the first season. We see it pretty much from, I think, it's the first end of the first or the beginning of the second episode, when D'Angelo is on trial and one of his witnesses changed their statement, and then the other one is found dead, and they are like, you know, it's because McNulty went to the judge and talked to the judge that the press got a hold of this story. So right from the get-go, they're trying to clean up the streets with putting D'Angelo in jail. They're trying to clean up their own mistakes, if you can even blame McNulty. And they keep making messes in an attempt to clean things up, which we also see in when Prez, Herc, and Carver go to the towers at like 2 a.m. to do the field interviews. They're trying to, like, you know, exert their dominance and power and trying to intimidate the people of the towers. But they only end up making a bigger mess for themselves, both literally when they get, you know, TVs thrown at them, they get shot at, their cars destroyed, and their reputations too. Prez ends up being, like, banned from field work, and Herc literally has, like, almost gets shot in the head. And then as the season goes on, we start to see a lot of this theme present in a lot of individual characters too, like D'Angelo, for instance.
Yeah, I think D'Angelo, he kind of turned around at episode 3 when he got taken in by the cops. So they brought him into the interrogation room, talking about one of the, I think it was the witness that was killed, I believe he was a janitor. And he, who was the other guy who was in the room with McNulty?
Bunk? Was it Bunk?
Probably Bunk.
Might have been Bunk, but he brought in his picture of his three kids, and he said that they were the janitor's kids to D'Angelo, and that kind of got him really emotional. Like, these kids are left without a father. So he's kind of, like, when they eventually let him go, he goes back to the couch in the pit to talk with Poot and the other one, and he's like, why are we doing these killings? Like, why does, like, drug dealing have to involve killing? Why do we kill each other over drugs? And I didn't get to most of the episodes in between, but as we get to, like, episodes 11 to 13, he starts to kind of question, like, the relationship to his family and the game. Especially when his uncle asked him to grab some supply from New York. His mom also questioned that, too, because he got taken in because it was a setup. And eventually, when they're interrogating him about everything, he eventually decides that he wants out of the game, and he was willing to give up everything to the cops if he is safe and moved away from the game, just cut ties with everyone.
Right, which is interesting, though, because that leads Avon to have to clean that up.
Yeah.
Like, almost stopping a mess before it happens by sending in Dee's mom to have her try and guilt him back into it, so there isn't any more of a mess to clean up.
Yeah. If D'Angelo just wants to clean up, like, his life in general, just get away from all the killings. Yeah, just move away to a different city. So
it's kind of reflective of both the drug dealers and the police side of things, because both sides, you get the sense of the more they try to clean things up, the bigger the mess they make.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Omar a little bit?
Yes, Omar. I absolutely love Omar. Because, well, I don't know, I don't agree with his philosophy on things, but I really like him as a character, because I feel like he's trying to do what the police legally can't do, and that's kill the drug dealers. Like, that's pretty much as simple as it is the police, obviously, they can't kill because it's murder. But, so the police are, like, locking these people up, but it seems every single time they get out or they, you know, or the people in the drug trade are just replaced. And so Omar, I think, is trying to put a permanent stamp on that, and by killing all these drug dealers and hopefully keeping them off the streets. So he's, like, trying to clean up the city, but in a very illegal way.
Right, and then that's another situation that Barksdale ends up having to clean up when Omar comes around and starts, like, messing with his operation. That leaves a mess all on its own, and they try and deal with that by killing Brandon, I believe, which just messes poor Wallace up. And that's, like, this sad cycle of having to clean up and, like, what happened with Wallace, and that was that happened in the episode cleaning up. They had to kill him because they were worried he was gonna snitch, and that's another, I think, instance of stopping a mess before it happens, but then it cycles around to leaving another mess for the police to clean up.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, how it, like, all cycles around, because they kill Wallace and they just leave his body there, but then the police have to go in and clean that up. Like, on the drug side of things, they cleaned up, but they left that mess for the police, and they gotta clean that up before, it's a giant circle.
You know what? That kind of was a turning point for D'Angelo when they killed Wallace, because when they went to go visit, like, Avon and, they went to go visit him in jail, he started asking where Wallace was, and they didn't really answer him, so he was like, well, where's Wallace? And he started yelling at it. Kind of picking up that they killed Wallace, which is, I think that was D'Angelo's turning point.
Yeah, didn't the police tell him that they killed Wallace before, but he didn't believe him?
Yeah.
And then he started asking where Wallace was, and I think that's when he knew that they had killed him.
It's pretty interesting, I think, how these deaths are the turning points. Like, it was a death that was a turning point for Wallace, you know?
It was a mess that was a turning point to try to clean up.
Yeah. And it's pretty sad, you know? Just thinking about, like, how they're trying to get out is seen as a mess by, like, the gang side.
All right, now, I feel like all of this kind of brings up the question of, is anything really getting cleaned up? Like, we mentioned how the things are trying to get cleaned up on the drug side, but that leaves a mess for the police, and vice versa. Is anyone really cleaning up?
I think there are individual instances of cleaning up. Like they do manage to, like, clean up, cover up Przybylowski and what he did, and these individual killings are a form of cleaning up, but it's all very, like, surface level. It's not really getting to the root of the problem. And in that case, no. It's a cycle. Like, one mess gets cleaned is a mess on the other side.
Yeah, I definitely think with the whole cycle of cleaning up and making messes on either side, nothing's really changing. And I think that's what Omar's trying to change, but I don't think Omar has a big enough impact, obviously, to change anything either.
Because in the eyes of probably most other cops, he's just another criminal to them. They probably don't see the forest for the trees, you know. They're, like, trying to fix the problem that will get them the glory and the attention, like the whole dope on the table thing, you know. They're cleaning up the drugs, but are you really cleaning up the people who will just find more?
Right, which I guess begs the question, why bother? Like, what's the point in even trying, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, every life saved, there's probably at least somewhat of a point, but it's like, you can save as many lives as you want, but people are still gonna get in shot in drive-bys, people are still gonna get killed for being snitches, people are gonna overdose. And that's just a whole other cleaning up right there.
Yeah, I think it's hard for the police force to have so many conflicting views on it. Like, you have the people that are telling Jimmy and Daniels and whatnot that they want it cleaned up, they want the drugs on the table, they want it now. And Jimmy kind of wants to drag it out, because he wants to, like, completely finish it, because I think he wants more than just the drugs on the table. So I don't know if he realistically sees an end, but I think those, like, conflicting views at the on the police force makes it really, really hard, because one end wants something that's done now, and the other end doesn't, and wants to completely finish it. But I think the people who are saying we need to clean it up now, kind of, they don't see an end, and they see it as everything that's going to be replaced, and they need their paycheck.
Right. At the risk of making a metaphor that I lose control of, it almost seems sort of like if you have some inspection coming up in your apartment and half of, like, your living situation is, like, we gotta actually clean the apartment, we gotta make sure that everything's straightened out, we gotta make sure, like, the floor is mopped and things like that, and the other half is, like, we can just shove the mess underneath the bed and it's fine. It sort of feels like that.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah, because shoving everything under the bed takes less time, but it's all gonna seep out eventually.
Right, and, but it gets the job done for that inspection.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like the lawyer telling Avon, oh, they can handle 3-7 years. You know, it's like they're eventually gonna come out, and the cycle's just gonna begin again. You know, they weaken the gang, but they're gonna come out in 3 years. I mean, there's still people coming out, like, eventually. They're going in and out, so they still have, like, a steady supply of dealers and people they can trust. So the operation's going to continue.
What would be really interesting then would be to see maybe, like, how this theme would be applied if the show were made, like, in this decade instead of the early 2000s. Because with, like, no one is really holding the police accountable besides themselves to do the cleaning up. Whereas,
right.
In a more modern setting, we have the use of cell phones now where we can be like, hey, we're watching, you can't get away with this kind of thing anymore. So it's like, if more people are watching and more people are aware, will that push them to actually do the cleaning?
Yeah, I think in a modern context, like if they were to redo this or reanalyze how it would change, you know, there would be more accountability, and it would be less of cleanup. No, it would be less of a cover up, and more of an actual, like, deep cleaning. Like, you can't. I suppose you can try to cover up, like, citizen surveillance, but I mean,
Facebook exists.
I do like that you mentioned deep cleaning, because right now it's kind of like, oh, we'll just clean this up, but like a deep clean, would that be like dethrone the king of the drug trade? I feel like that would be like, obviously that's like the deepest they could go, but what would happen
right.
if they did go that deep with it, instead of like, oh, I'm just going to dust this off? And
I think the deep clean was the department's vision about what should happen. It's like everybody that was involved in trying to take down Avon Barksdale, but they didn't have the resources to do it because all the higher-ups didn't really want them to.
Right, but it also begs, like, the question of what takes a deep clean
yeah.
in this situation. Because I think no matter how hard you were to scrub the underbelly of Baltimore, things will still come up because it's an institutional problem, really.
Yeah, if you really did a deep clean and took out the whole Avon Barksdale gang, others would emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an open marketplace.
And it kind of also begs the question of where would you begin the cleaning up? Would you begin it on the streets, or would you begin it within the institutions with people who are like, we want to just get the dope on the table. It's okay if he goes away for 7 years. At least he's going away. What would happen if instead they cleaned from the inside out and were like, had people who actually cared about getting it done right?
Yeah, I definitely think, like, in The Wire, I think they're just kind of cleaning off the streets, and they're all so proud. Oh, we got 14 and 20 arrests this time. Woohoo! And I guess good, but not good, I guess. I don't really know, like, what to say about that. Like, that's not really what they're trying to do, but some of them are. So, like I said, it goes back to those, like, conflicted views where some of them really wants to, like, get the king dethroned, and then the others just want, oh, we got 20 people in jail this time, you know, that's really good. It's almost like a video game to them, like, oh, let's see how many we can get next time.
And unfortunately, we have to leave you with that question as food for thought. What would it take to clean up the streets? We are out of time.
This was our thematic episode of The Wire. Thank you for listening to the New Commons Podcast.